Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
I've been wanting to do, you know, a segment on taking prescription drugs safely for quite some time. But I've been waiting for the right guest to come on to do this with me. And I'm going to say something, and I mean this with all due respect, and I'm being sincere when I say this. I wanted a nurse to come on, you know, to talk more about how to take drugs and how, you know, when, and, you know, if you're taking supplements, how to separate, because nurses are better educators than doctors. It's that simple. So I really wanted a registered nurse to come on, and I found one. Her name is Marika Roman Durney. She's a health writer and registered nurse from Canada. She specializes in writing clear and concise information to help people learn about their health concerns in a way that makes sense without the heavy-duty jargon that confuses the matter. See? Perfect. When I read that, I was like, boom, there it is. This is the guest I want. Marika, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you.
So, let's kind of just start off with a little bit about you. Okay, so registered nurse, health writer, why this topic about prescription drug safety?
When I was working as a nurse over the years, I mean, one of the things that came out very, very frequently when I was talking to patients or their caregivers was there were many people who didn't understand their medications. They either couldn't tell me what they were taking, or they couldn't tell me what doses they were taking. They were taking the medications incorrectly. Sometimes they were taking them too often, sometimes not enough. They were combining them with things that they shouldn't be. And it was something that's always been on the back of my mind, that this is like a primary issue when it comes to healthcare, because look at how many patients are admitted to the hospital because of medical problems due to drugs. So that's why I decided to write this book, because it's such an important issue.
Go ahead and give the name of the book real quick.
It's called Just the Right Dose, Your Smart Guide to Prescription Drugs and How to Take Them Safely.
Just the Right Dose. And that, I'm assuming, is available Amazon, Barnes & Noble,
Exactly. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and in Canada, it's also available in Chapters Indigo online. It's
okay,
available
awesome.
In
Just
paperback
right
and ebook.
Nice, and I hope it's doing well. It's an important topic. All right, let's get down to the questions. How come some prescriptions are, Marika, very specific, you know, take this medication every 6 hours, but others are more general, like just take this 3 to 4 times a day. Why are some medications kind of vague on the prescription bottle?
That can be confusing for people, because they might have received one prescription one time that says every 6 hours, and then another prescription another time it says 4 times a day. And the reason for the every 6 hours is we want the level of medicine to be in the blood consistently over the 24 hours. So you're going to be wanting to take the medicine, let's say, at 6 a.m., noon, 6 p.m., and midnight. And it has to be pretty consistent. But for other medicines, it's not quite that vital, and they want you to have the medicines 4 times a day over the period of the 24 hours, but there's a little bit of leeway there. So you might take it at when you get up in the morning, again at lunchtime, again at supper time, and then finally at bedtime. Of course, that's assuming you're not staying in bed until 11 o'clock in the morning and you're not going to bed at 7 o'clock at night, right? You want to have a decent gap between all the medicines. So, but it's not quite as essential. So it's the same thing if you have something twice a day. So they might say 6 in the morning, 6 at night. Or they might, because you want to have it every 12 hours, or you might be able to say, take it in the morning when you get up, and then take it before you go to bed.
Right. So if the instructions, right, on the label, right, if it is very specific, then there's a reason for that. So
exactly.
Be specific.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
What about this? How, okay, so when is it okay, because I get this question a lot, when is it okay for a patient to maybe break open a pill or a capsule or something to try to maybe because it's too big or something. When is it okay and not okay to break down that pill?
That's a big problem. Swallowing pills is very difficult for a lot of people. Some of them are huge. I mean, we used to call them horse pills. But sometimes people have trouble even swallowing the tiny pills because their gag reflex is so strong. And it's tempting to break a pill open or to open a capsule. Unless you're specifically told that you can break it, if there's like a scoring mark across it, or the pharmacist says, yes, you can crush it or chew it, you should check with the pharmacist to make sure you can or cannot. Because some of the medicines have a special coating around them so that the medication will only start to dissolve when it gets further down in the gut. They don't want it absorbed in the stomach. Other times you have a medicine that might be time-released, where a certain part of the medicine will come out, will be absorbed while it's in the stomach and traveling through, and then it'll go down. And some medicines are very harsh on the stomach. You don't want them opening. They can burn as you're swallowing them. So it's really important to follow those directions exactly. If you are going to break a pill, it has to have the scoring mark so that you can get it straight, right, you know, that little indentation. And you need to use a pill cutter or something very sharp. It's best not to snap it. It's best to break it properly. Some pharmacists will break the pills for you if you ask them. If they know you're only taking a half a dose, they might break them for you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, have the pharmacist help you so it can be done right. Speaking of the pharmacist, well, obviously they should be playing a huge role, right, in educating the patient on how to take it, what, you know, the rules and stuff. But I don't know if patients ask the pharmacist enough questions. Why do you think that is? I mean, or maybe it's different in Canada, but here in the United States, you know, you go to the pharmacy, you get your prescription, and you get out of there. Very rarely do you see people having a conversation with the pharmacist. How important is that?
Well, I always tell people that your pharmacist is the most important person when it comes to your medicine. Doctors know medicines really well. They know how to prescribe them. They know what they're for. Nurses know medicines fairly well because they know what the side effects are and what they're for. But the pharmacist studies this. The pharmacist knows the medicines inside out, what they do, what they're for, what the interactions are. This is their specialty. But a lot of people don't see pharmacists as a healthcare professional. They see them as the people behind the counter that give them the drugs. So they don't realize that they're a great frontline, first-line healthcare professional who's accessible to them, much more so than maybe the doctors and nurses will be. And they are the greatest resource when it comes to asking questions about your medicines. If you're having trouble swallowing a pill, if you don't know how to store your medicine, if you've forgotten to take your medication, they're really, really wonderful resources, and we need to use them more often.
Yeah, and most pharmacies here in the United States now also have, you know, maybe like a consultation room too that they will that you can go to ask more personal questions. I think some people maybe are a little intimidated with that whole the way the pharmacy is kind of structured. You know, the pharmacist is up a little higher and they're kind of looking down on you, but they will step down and have that conversation. What about supplements?
Yeah.
Is there some basic guidelines? Because, you know, a lot of people are taking supplements too, right? So when do I take my supplements versus when I take my medications, that kind of stuff?
This is also a great question to ask your pharmacist, because people will say natural and they assume that it's safe. And that's not always so. I mean, there are things in nature like poisonous mushrooms, right? So you really need to know if the supplement or the natural product that you're taking can mix with your prescription drug. I had a situation, somebody I know who was taking an anti-anxiety or antidepressant medication, and she wanted to take melatonin, and the pharmacist recommended that she not do it for that particular type of antidepressant she was taking. He just said that there were reports of interactions between the two. So even though you may have been taking a supplement for a long time, and if you have a new prescription, it's really best to speak with your pharmacist just to make sure there's no interaction between the two.
So the pharmacist, again, is playing a very critical role there. So here we have a situation where the pharmacist can help you with some of those specific instructions, even breaking up the pill if you want, the consultations, and we're going to talk more about questions you think we should be asking our pharmacist. The book is Just the Right Dose. It's available at all the major bookstores. Marijke, is there a website my listeners can go to learn more about you?
Yes, it is. It's justtherightdose.com.
Oh, very simple. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.